here's a story from The World.
Lebanon's parliament today voted to set an early date for elections. Next March, people will go to the polls. There is a lot at stake there. In recent days, rival Lebanese political factions faced off in the streets of Beirut. 7 people died in clashes. As The World's Shirin Jafari reports, sectarian tension is only part of the story.
Videos online show residents in the Tayuni neighborhood of Beirut cleaning up after last week's deadly clashes. Windows were shattered and shops trashed after men with guns opened fire on protesters. For some, the scenes of the bloodshed on the streets of Beirut last week were a grim reminder of Lebanon's 15-year civil war. And those words, civil war, have now once again entered Lebanese political discourse. Yesterday, Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah gave a televised speech. He accused the rival group, Lebanese Forces, of attempting to start a new civil war. He said Hezbollah's armed wing has 100,000 fighters. That number has not been independently verified. Chris Abi Nassif with the Middle East Institute in Washington says Nasrallah was trying to tamp down tensions.
But at the same time, despite this appeasement, he also drew these very clear, distinct red lines, particularly to the Lebanese forces, which were on the flip side of these clashes, to kind of draw a line in the sand saying, hey, we do not want a civil war, but at the same time, do not test us.
At the heart of these recent clashes is an investigation.
Just after 6 p.m. local time on Tuesday, the 4th of August, an explosion ripped through Beirut's port.
It was the biggest non-nuclear explosion in history. Several tons of ammonium nitrate, a chemical used in fertilizers, which was carelessly stored at the Beirut port, exploded, leveling whole neighborhoods of the capital. Roughly 200 people died and thousands were injured. Lebanese officials promised a swift and thorough investigation, but the process has been far from that. A major reason for the delay is the constant pushback from Lebanon's different political factions about who should lead the investigation. Right now, it's Judge Tariq Bitar, but Hezbollah and its allies want him out. Halim Shabaya heads the Arab Association of Constitutional Law in Lebanon.
They accuse him that he is targeting only people from a certain political line. And we're starting to hear really big statements of accusing him of standing against the resistance, against Hezbollah, standing with the Americans, standing with the Western nations. So a lot of accusations that, in my view, are at this point not substantiated enough.
So far, Judge Bitar has focused on senior political and security officials. He has charged a former prime minister and other high-level officials with criminal negligence. Bitar is the second judge appointed to the port explosion investigation. The first one, Shabaya says, was pressured to resign.
So at this point, it's really getting a bit ridiculous in the sense that one cannot remove a judge every time we don't like them.
Political analyst Bashar al-Halabi says it's clear what's going on here.
Their intent is to put an end to this investigation out of fear that its arrows might hit Hezbollah or its allies.
A culture of impunity has long impeded any real accountability in Lebanon, Halabi says. Threats and intimidation are aimed at Judge Bitar for now, but will likely continue no matter who is in charge of the investigation.
So how do we move forward from here? I really don't have an answer. However, I can tell you that we cannot move forward and keep doing what we're doing.
Lebanon is also facing an economic crisis. There are fuel shortages and food prices have skyrocketed. For many inside the country, the investigation into the port explosion is a litmus test of whether Lebanon can begin to hold the powerful accountable. For The World, I'm Shirin Jafari.